First today, Beijing is firing another salvo at Australian exporters, adding wheat and lamb to its hit list amid the worsening trade dispute. Australian primary producers export 70% of their output, and 28% of that goes to China. The federal government is warning there are now big risks in doing business with Beijing, but some exporters are trying to get ahead of the curve and pursue other markets. Gavin Coote reports.
Australia's biggest export market is getting more volatile by the day. Cotton, beef, wine and coal are just some of the commodities being caught up in trade disruptions with China. And we can now add lamb and wheat to that list. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says China is becoming a risky place to do business in.
Well, for all Australian businesses, any export proposition, any business proposition for that matter, is one of balancing risk versus reward. And through the course of this year, unfortunately, the risk of trade with China has heightened considerably.
It's feared Australian honey, vitamins and fruit could be the next export products that Beijing targets.
We have seen a pattern of behaviour this year, and it's an unacceptable pattern of behaviour. It does not appear to be consistent with either the letter or the spirit of the undertakings that China made in the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement or their commitments to the whole world through the World Trade Organisation.
The Chinese embassy has responded to the Trade Minister's remarks. It's accused Canberra of using ambiguous national security fears to block investments. And Beijing says it has a legitimate reason to hold up lamb exports because of COVID-19 infection controls. Meat industry analyst Simon Quilty.
And keep in mind that Australia in this situation is with many, many other countries in the same boat.
But some industries are looking to avoid the chaos altogether.
You'd be very hesitant to do any more business into China at the moment, just given the political risks that exist.
That's Brett Donoghue, who's the export manager of New South Wales-based grain marketer Agricom. Farmers could rely on a healthy Chinese appetite for Australian grain, until Beijing slapped tariffs on barley and hinted it could also block wheat exports.
Growers are very aware of where their wheat is going. So if you take away that market, it's very disappointing and takes a bit of cream off a very lucrative export market. So the Chinese market has been paying a premium for sorghum as well. But, you know, obviously the industry and the participants are very hesitant to be doing too much business forward. We have those risks, and unfortunately, everyone has to be very careful about monitoring their own risk because anything can change at a moment's notice, as we've seen with other agricultural products.
And while relations with China remain precarious, Brett Donoghue says grain growers are looking at other markets.
We're very competitive into Southeast Asia, which is really good news given our exportable surplus, particularly off the East Coast this year. I guess the one issue with China is that generally they had a larger appetite for high protein wheat, and given the way the season has gone this year, the quality of the crop is excellent. So generally speaking, China would have taken a fair chunk of that. So yeah, a bit disappointing in that respect, a lost opportunity, but we do have some very strong and robust demand into Southeast Asia, which is the good news.
Does it feel as though the harm here might actually be self-inflicted if they're missing out on that product this year?
Oh, definitely. There's no question about that. The Chinese have obviously been buying wheat from the US and other destinations, and also barley from France, which is our traditional market. Before the tariff, we were obviously doing a large volume of barley into that market, and now that's disappeared, and the French have actually benefited from that. So there's no question that they're probably doing themselves a bit of a disservice.
Australian exports of iron ore, which China needs for its construction industry, remain untouched at this point.
That's Gavin Coote reporting.